My dear children and parishioners, today is a very important feast of our Blessed Mother. It is considered one of the major feast days of our Blessed Mother. And I would have to say that if we look at all the feast days of our Blessed Mother during the year, this one is the most joyful. It's kind of like the feasts of our Lord. We have the Epiphany, the Holy Name of Jesus, the resurrection of our Lord, his ascension, and many other feast days. But what is the most joyful feast day of our Lord? We would all agree it is Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus. And the same thing with our Blessed Mother. Her birthday has a note of joy to it. And we get this from the liturgy of Holy Mother Church. I would like to read to you a few of the responsories and antiphones from the Divine Office for the Feast of the Nativity of Our Lady. Let us keep with rejoicing the birthday of Blessed Mary, that she may intercede for us with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us sing praise to Christ with all our heart and soul on this sacred feast day of Mary, the Most High Mother of God. Here's another one. Thy birth, O Virgin Mother of God, brought tidings of joy to the whole world. For from thee rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God, who has taken away the curse and given a blessing, and confounding death has given us everlasting life. And there are many others I could quote to you from the Divine Office where we see Holy Mother Church talking about our joy, that we should have great joy, because she has been born who brought into the world the Savior. Now, of course, the beginning of salvation, we could say, was the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother, the beginning of the work of our salvation. But her birthday is when Our Lady first appeared in the world. And that's why the Church refers to it as the beginning of salvation. So what a joyful day we celebrate today. And we can think also that God must have this joy. Now, that is only a human way of understanding, because God is perfect and is not subject to human emotions. But Holy Mother Church has us read today for the epistle from the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs. And in that epistle concerning wisdom, Holy Mother Church puts these words into the mouth of our Blessed Mother, that before the earth was made, I was with him, playing in the world, delighting him. Why? Because our Blessed Mother was in the mind of God. And we can almost think of God looking forward to the moment from all eternity when he would create her, because our Blessed Mother was absolutely perfect. All other children born into the world, there's some defect, something imperfect, and especially original sin. But Our Lady was perfect in every way. Of course, without the stain of original sin, by the privilege of her Immaculate Conception, but even on a natural beauty, she was the most perfect, the most beautiful creature that God could make. I'm sure you recall reading about Saint Bernadette, to whom Our Lady appeared at Lourdes. And she said, nothing could be thought of more beautiful than our Blessed Mother. And she yearned to see Our Lady one more time. When the children at Fatima saw our Blessed Mother, an artist wanted to make an image, and they explained it. And they were trying to think of what the children saw. And they would say to her, did she look like this person? And there was a very beautiful young woman at Fatima. Did she look like so-and-so? And they always said, oh, no, much more beautiful than her, much more beautiful than that. Nothing on this earth compared to the beauty that the children saw in our Blessed Mother, in her apparition. So God made her perfect in every way, with every gift of nature and every gift of grace. And another of the antiphones that we read in the liturgy is, thy birthday announced joy to the whole world, to everyone. First of all, to the angels in heaven. Her birthday announced joy because she was destined to be their queen. Above all, to us, because she brought forth our Redeemer, Jesus himself. To the souls in purgatory, Our Lady's birth announced joy because she became their great liberator, she who intercedes with her divine Son and obtains whatever she asks. And so her birthday announced joy to the whole world. And I want to conclude by reading a short section from the homily of St. Augustine that is also read in the Divine Office on today's feast. He says this, "Dearly beloved, the day of the blessed and ever venerable Virgin Mary, so long desired, is here. Let our land rejoice in the greatest exultation. Let it shine in the light of the birth of such a virgin, for she is the flower of the field. From her blossomed the precious lily of the valley. Through her birth, the nature inherited from our first parents is changed. Their sin is blotted out. That unhappy curse of Eve, in which it was said, in sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, is, in the case of Mary, ended, for she bore the Lord in joy." So this is a wonderful feast of joy. Let us reflect upon what God has done for us by creating this beautiful creature whose birth we celebrate today. And let us thank God that he has given her to us to be our mother and our queen, who loves us, who intercedes for us. Let us with great joy and confidence turn to our Blessed Mother in every difficulty and every need, trusting in her love for us and her ability to obtain for us whatever we need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.